working with people across the country, and then make sure that it fits for your state. But I think legislators who don't have a lot of staff, don't have a lot of support in their state capitals, are looking to ALEC for that kind of backup and that kind of ideological support, where they know that they can get good policy solutions.
On my benighted journey down to your last conference, where I spent the night in Newark, Robert Auth is a new member, and he was telling me he joined for that reason. I'm just curious, where are most of your new members coming from, red states or blue states?
You know, we've been recruiting from all of the states. I would say that there has been such a massive turnover of legislators, and the same thing that you're seeing in the federal government, we're seeing in the state governments, where there's a huge, 40 to 60% turnover in legislators in the last couple of election cycles. But predominantly red states, as legislators are getting focused and getting ready for 2024 election. They're getting ready for to file their policies, and we're working with them to make sure they're prepared.
Now, Lisa, I know you do model policies on a lot of things like name, image, and likeness and stuff, but yesterday Montgomery County, Maryland wanted to reintroduce masks into the schoolroom. Does ALEC have a model policy on masking and school closures if COVID comes back?
You know, we don't have a model policy on that, but in fact, I was just talking with Senator J.D. Vance's office last night about what's happening today in the Maryland School District and the mask policy. We will be actively talking about that issue. And in fact, during the COVID crisis, and I heard you talking about it with Vice President Pence earlier, but during that crisis, ALEC participated in a coalition called Save Our Country. And working with other organizations that wanted to keep schools open, keep masks off of kids' faces, keep businesses open, we were very active in that. And I think that that's a good lesson for legislators to understand, is that they don't have to take kind of the word on high from some federal government stance. They can develop the right solution for their locality.
Well, this is my pitch to people about ALEC when they're thinking about joining. New stuff happens all the time, like name, image, and likeness and COVID, stuff for which there is no model policy. But what do you do at ALEC when something new and big affecting all the 50 states happens? How do you organize a response and guidance?
You know, that's what's so interesting, is it really is kind of from the ground up. The legislators come to us and say, here's what we're hearing. We heard that many years ago on the fentanyl crisis and started building out a plan and model policy to try to preclude fentanyl from coming over. And I will say a great example right now is the ESG, where we saw that first. ALEC was one of the first organizations that was kind of canceled by the left, saying that we were either, climate deniers or something else, and that people should not join and that they should leave the organization. And we have galvanized kind of a movement, working with the treasurers around the country, working with other organizations to make sure that we keep politics out of pensions, and making sure that ESG and the criteria for investments is solely for the shareholder value.
Now, I want to close with richstatespoorstates.org, because I think it's indispensable for anyone who's moving anywhere, anytime. Do you have any idea how many copies have you put out of richstatespoorstates.org?
We have 16 years of Rich States, Poor States, working with Dr. Arthur Laffer, Steve Moore, and Jonathan Williams as our authors. And the great thing about that is that we can now compare and contrast what policies work, what ALEC model policies work. We actually have a calculator on our website that you can go to as a legislator and say, if I try this in my state, will it move my state up or down? So that's a terrific, kind of way to figure out what's the best thing for your state. We judge and rank on economic outlook to project into the future. And I will say that Utah has been number one for all 15 years that they've
been. But Florida's catching, and Ohio will be close soon, Lisa Nelson. ALEC.org, for everyone who's on the fence about it. My favorite sponsor, ALEC.org. Go to richstatespoorstates.org, get the booklet. Go to ALEC.org and join. Lisa, thank you.
But you absolutely, positively need the truth. This is where you turn. This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for 40% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
The question I get all the time is, how much do your loans really cost? I mean, are they super expensive?
First of all, if you need a loan for a week, just a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out.
Okay, I'm with you so far, but how much exactly?
Let's use a $1,000 loan as an example. The interest would cost you $5.50 a day. And if you need the loan for 10 days, the interest cost would be $55.
Just $5.50 per day on a $1,000 loan?
Yes, sir. No other fees at all. Just the interest for how long you keep the loan. Out, and for 2023, the first week's on us.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan one week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on biweekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Saying that his sanctuary city can no longer take in 10,000 illegal immigrants a month, Mayor Eric Adams tells a town hall forum this issue will destroy New York City. Adams says the city is having to support 110,000 illegals who have arrived since April of last year. They just keep coming. As the Biden administration cancels the remaining oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, gas prices edging back up again.
And that's bad news for President Biden's reelection efforts. AAA says the national average for a gallon of gasoline on Thursday was $3.80. The Energy Information Administration says the average price for gas in August was $3.84 a gallon, the second highest level of prices for the month over the last decade.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says OPEC and its ally Russia have extended big crude production cuts. As a result, oil prices are on the rise. Mexico's Supreme Court has decriminalized abortion nationwide. The BBC's Mimi Swaby says it means that Mexico's public health facilities, hospitals, clinics, and such must offer abortion to anyone seeking the procedure.
It also means that medical personnel who are conducting these pregnancy terminations will not be criminalized. They, before this ruling took place, could face up to 5 years in prison.
State restrictions on abortion are not affected. Following the collapse of a plea deal that would have spared him jail time, it looks like Hunter Biden is on the verge of being indicted on felony firearms charges. Special Counsel David Weiss expects to hand down an indictment by the end of the month. Hunter Biden purchased a gun while admitting to having used crack cocaine. Dow futures down 97 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at Select.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Las Vegas housing market stayed steady in the month of August, while prices for condos in the townhomes, they hit a record high. Median sales price for an existing single-family home last month was $447,435, down less than 1% from August of last year, still well below the all-time high of $482,000 that was set in May of 2022. Now, the median sales price of a condo or townhome in August reached an all-time high of $287,000, up more than 8% from the same time last year, besting the previous high of $285,000 that was hit in May of 2022. Las Vegas Realtors reports nearly 3,900 homes were listed for sale last month without any sort of offer being made. That's down, though, nearly 52% from the same time last year. A group of ties to the Nevada State Education Association filing a referendum petition to repeal the public funding for the Oakland A's planned baseball stadium here in Las Vegas. Schools over stadiums officials say the group plans to target specific parts of Senate Bill 1, the measure that provides the team with $380 million of public funding toward their Las Vegas ballpark. Now, to qualify for the ballot, the group needs to get the verified signatures of at least 10% of the registered voters who cast ballots in the 2022 general election. That's 102,362 signatures. Those signatures must be collected by July 8th of 2024 in order to make it onto the 2024 general election ballot. Nevada's largest state employee union suing Governor Joe Lombardo for vetoing a bill that would have funded pay increases approved by state officials last year. The local union of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees filed the lawsuit this week in an effort to force the governor to honor that agreement. Take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670KMZQ.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
If you're tired of your dentures and you're sick of painful sores, it's time to call NOMO, a solution you'll afford. If you find that you can't chew or smile, there's just one place to go. Oh, it's time to ditch your dentures, yeah, it's time to call NOMO. Call 702-901-NOMO. That's 702-901-6666.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet. Located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Seen plenty of leftover delay on I-15 southbound coming out of the Spaghetti Bowl right now. The earlier accident before Sahara looks like that's out of the travel lanes now, but still some a lot of braking to go with it. So 15 southbound again before Sahara. Once you get past that, that'll pick up a little bit for you. Minor accident in the downtown Las Vegas area. That's on 95 northbound near Las Vegas Boulevard. All involved are on the right shoulder and out of the travel lanes. All clear on 215 as far as accidents go. Just off I-15, though, on Sahara eastbound at 15. That's at Sahara and Rancho. I've got the right lane block there. Going to stop just short of triple digits this afternoon with highs stopping at 98 degrees. We're expecting to hit 101 tomorrow. Right now it's 73. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Time is running out. Number
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday morning, September the 7th. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 9 o'clock this morning. I looked at the calendar, and we've got elections coming up in our community. And believe it or not, they're going to be here before you know it. Joining us now is Dan Chapman. He is a candidate for mayor of the city of Las Vegas, and he joins us. Dan, good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir, and everybody out there listening. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and we had a chance to have lunch yesterday and talk about some of the issues. I want to ask you, because this is a question I always ask folks that are running for public office, regardless of the office that they seek. Why? Why this race? Why now?
Well, right now, there's a huge opportunity. The Goodman's been running the city for 25 years, basically. And I have the time, the knowledge, and the vision for our city to make it next level.
How long have you been thinking about this? And what is it that kind of jump-started your campaign where you said, you know, I think I'm going to run. I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. What is it that triggered that?
I've been looking at it for a couple of years now, and I have a really good friend who said he's going to move out of the city because his kids need a better school system and a little safer. And I was really shocked when I dug into where our school systems are and some of the safety issues. Now, the mayor does not control CCSD, but the mayor does control the city and a lot of things that go on in there. So I decided I'm going to jump in this ring and I'm going to go to town at it.
Now tell me this. Whenever people run for high office, I always go, why run for high office? Why not run for city councilman or county commissioner or something of that ilk? Did you give any thought to going for a lesser office on your first try for elective office?
Not at all. We're going to go big or we're going to go home, but we're going to go big with it. And this is the position that can help change things right away. And the opportunity, like I said, it's been a long time since any could run for mayor, is there. So let's take it and go with it.
Again, Dan Chapman joining us, candidate for mayor of Las Vegas. A lot of people probably don't know a lot about you. You're an Army veteran. That much I know about you. But give us the quick biography of Dan Chapman.
Well, I did 4 years in the military in the 82nd Airborne, which was a wonderful part of my career. Taught me so much about life and discipline and people. And then I had a structural steel company for many years. We fabricated and erected buildings. And our company, we traveled all over the country doing things like this. Worked in 48 states, been in all 50, been all over the world, and just dealing with people, dealing with cities all the time, in and out with permits and everything. That's just where it came to. And now I'm here in Vegas. We have a wife and I, we own a manufacturing company. We're actually the fourth fastest growing company in Nevada right now. So things are going good, and I want to push it right on to the great city of Las Vegas.
Again, Dan Chapman joining us. He is running for the mayor of the city of Las Vegas. What are the issues? I know that you talk to people and you know about the national issues and all of that, but what are the issues for folks that live in the city of Las Vegas that resonates with you?
Well, what I'm looking at is the issues, and a lot of the political people are issue, just talking about it. I actually have a plan and a vision for our downtown area of Las Vegas Boulevard. We can put up buildings that small businesses can come in. We can put up eightplexes, so we have housing. There's a lot of opportunity down there. And if you do all that, it brings in taxable income that we can build more infrastructure with and help our city grow. It's one of the big things.
I want to ask you about fundraising, because it's so vitally important in politics, and you being a first-timer in this race. Can you talk a little bit about fundraising? Will you self-fund? Are you looking for fundraising? Tell me what the game plan is.
Well, to win this properly, we decided I'm not going to self-fund this. This is going to be a boots on the ground, talking to everybody, getting everybody involved that's in the city. And that's the best way to go out and get votes. There's if you're not out there talking and helping people and telling them what your vision is and what the vision is for the city, for our city is, it's actually very hard then to just, when election day on June 11th comes up, to say, hey, get out and vote for me. I want to go out and talk to them, and we'll raise the money that way.
What is your assessment of, as you say, the last 4 years with Carolyn Goodman as mayor? Can you talk a little bit about the job she has done, Carolyn Goodman, as mayor? And are there things that you can take away from her administration where you say, you know, she did a pretty good job on this, didn't do quite as good on that? Can you talk a little bit about the Carolyn Goodman years that you and your family have experienced?
Well, to start with, Carol had to go through, you know, the pandemic there, and that was really tough for anybody, any mayor, and I feel she did an awesome job with it. She fought to keep Las Vegas open, and that was, if you look at history now, one of the best things anybody could have done. She did get, you know, stonewalled. She is a very entertaining person. She did great with the people. I think she did a great job. And like I said, any mayor, any office that went through the pandemic really had their hands tied. So she's done a wonderful job. The people love her. The city loves her. So we're just going to take what she's done and move forward with even more.
I want to ask you, and you touched on it at the top of the broadcast, about education. I talk a lot about education on this program each and every day. Can you talk about, because one of the things I love about your campaign is the fact that you don't just identify problems, you bring solutions to the table. And can you talk a little bit about the solutions that we need? Is it school choice? Is there something else? Do we need to throw more money at it? What do we need to do to improve education to get us out of last place?
Well, right now with CCSB is we don't have a really good trade program with them. So I want to bring trade schools, and I'm already talking to them. Win or lose, I'm going to help bring these schools to our city. It would be great to have, like, a WyoTech, which is the best mechanics school in the world, have a little sub-school here in Las Vegas. A Lincoln Welding for welders would be good, and so on and so on. So we need some more trade schools, and we can get funding for the trade schools. Trade schools will bring people in, and that, I think, would take our middle to lower class people who can't afford college to get great paying, wonderful jobs for a career, great careers. And they'll just prosper and prosper from there on up.
One of the issues that I hear a lot about from people, and that is crime and public safety. Are we doing enough at the city level to keep people safe?
Well, we do have a limited resource on our cash flow for Metro. I think Metro does an awesome job with what they have and the people they have. I would love to help them raise more money, bring in more money, put more patrol cars out there, motorcycles out there to patrol more areas. But there is a shortage of police officers across the country. So it's a hard deal right there. But I think that I know they do a great job with what we have, but if we could just get a little more funding, a little more money for them, train some more officers, I think we could become way, way better even.
A lot of people contend that we are headed the same direction as Los Angeles, San Francisco, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., other major cities, and that we're headed that direction with lawlessness, with shoplifting. How do we fix that? Is that just a matter of more boots on the ground, so to speak?
That's funny you say that, because part of my campaign is do not LAR Vegas. So whatever we have to do, I know that's fun. Whatever we have to do to ensure that that does not happen needs to be number one priority. Like I said, if we do build the downtown area and we do build more houses and we bring in more businesses, that's all taxable money that we can use to help our infrastructure. Part of the infrastructure is our police force. And it takes money to make the world go round. So we're not going to defund our police. We're going to give them more money.
Now, one of the things you're doing tonight is you've got a major event coming up at the Sterling Club, 2827 Paradise Road in Las Vegas. Can you talk a little bit about the kickoff party? Who's invited, and what kind of event is it going to be?
It's going to be a really cool event. Everybody's invited. Love to everybody come out. If they have questions, they want to meet me, they want to talk about things, would love to. We even have Mrs. Universe coming tonight for this event. It's
wow.
going to be pretty fun. Yeah.
Is there an RSVP or anything like that that people need to do in order to come in?
We're asking people RSVP, but if they want to just show up, it is fine. We have plenty of room and plenty of space. It's from 6 to 9. I'm going to do a speech around 7:30 is probably when it's going to the announcement's going to be made, and it's just going to be a great time and with a lot of great people.
I want to ask you about the fundraising. We touched on it earlier, but are you convinced you can raise enough money? Because this is going to be a crowded mayoral field. Can you talk a little bit about how you're going to go about fundraising? If folks want to help you financially, how do they do it? That kind of thing.
Well, to start, it's Chapman for Mayor. Chapman and with a number four mayor, that is our website. We would love people to go on there, see what's going on, donate. Like I said earlier in the show, we are going to be boots on the ground. We're going to be throwing fundraising events in different locations. Barry's downtown is where the next one's going to be. We haven't finalized our date in October. So just, I think we can do it. I know we can do it. So we have to.
What is it you need right now at this point? I know people say, oh, there's a long time between now and Election Day. It's going to be on top of us before you know it, folks. What is it that your campaign needs from my listeners that are listening right now?
Make sure that everybody knows on June 11th, we're going to start voting then. And we're going to do a big push to let everybody know it's June 11th, and we want to do in-person. We want to make sure it's everybody and anybody possible can get out, because we're not going to just do the mail-in and the wait. It's a push for June 11th to get the votes out there.
Are you convinced that we're going to have vote integrity this time around? I mean, there have been all kinds of charges and countercharges and this and that, but are you convinced that you'll get a fair shot at this thing?
I am saying yes, because it's a mayor race. I don't know how much fairness is going to be. That's tough. That is a tough question because of what happened the last election and what people are saying did happen and what didn't happen. But if we do a in-person show up and vote, that'll prove we're hitting it.
If folks want to reach out to you, maybe they can't go to the kickoff party tonight at the Sterling Club, which, by the way, is 6 to 9 p.m. What's the best way to get to your campaign and to get to you?
Chapman for Mayor is the best way to reach me. If they want to call me, it's 702-277-3026. I'd love to talk to everybody about it.
Dan, great to meet you yesterday. Great to visit with you again today. Thank you so much, my friend, and safe travels, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me on the show, Kevin. Really appreciate it.
Dan Chapman, one of what I think is going to be a lot of candidates for the city of Las Vegas mayor. That election coming up, June 11th, it's going to be here before you know it. Stick around, more to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Thursday edition right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
The mask mandates may be coming back for your kids. Chaos everywhere. We'll break all that down for you. It'll be the Thursday.